I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's controversial new abortion law goes into effect starting today. The measure requires abortion clinics in the state to be able to admit patients to hospitals. Supporters say the law is intended to protect women in case of medical complications. Critics say the law will force abortion clinics to close. Nora Spencer is vice president of Planned Parenthood Southeast. She says this is another attempt to restrict abortion rights for women.
In last legislative session, we fought back six bills. Two passed that actually are going to further restrict women's access to abortion, and this is a pattern every year. Our elected officials, unfortunately, go against the majority of the population that believes women have the right to safe and legal abortion.
Spencer says the bill doubles the time between scheduling an abortion and the actual procedure. The main funding source for one of the largest and best financed organizations in the state, the Alabama Education Association, has ended. The organization is no longer able to use payroll deductions to collect dues to support its activities. AEA had a court-approved deadline of Monday to comply with the newly enforced state law on limiting payroll deductions. The law's sponsor, Senator Del Mar, says taxpayers shouldn't pay to collect dues for a political organization. And a new report from the Prison Policy Initiative shows Alabama has one of the worst incarceration rates in the world. The State of Incarceration study places Alabama as the 13th worst incarceration rate in the rankings. The report looks at each state and how it would rank if it was a country. Peter Wagner is executive director of the Prison Policy Initiative. He says he knows not all people will think the comparisons are fair.
I can understand people in Alabama saying, like, oh, it's not appropriate to compare us to Minnesota. We're not like Minnesota. But why can't we compare Alabama to Tennessee? What is it that Tennessee is doing that has such a much significantly smaller prison population than Alabama? That'd be the place, if I was governor of Alabama, that's what I'd be looking at today, is how can I be like Tennessee?
The worst imprisonment rate in the world for a country outside of the United States is in Cuba. The communist island nation still imprisons roughly 250 less people than Alabama per 100,000 residents. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
The rest of our Tuesday evening, Tuesday night, includes a clear sky. We'll be muggy tonight, lows in the low 70s for a Wednesday, lots of sun, highs in the low to mid 90s. Going to be a very hot day, heat index values close to 100 in spots. As going to Thursday and Friday, gets noticeably less humid and a little cooler, highs in the upper 80s to near 90 on Thursday and on Friday. For Independence Day on Friday, temperatures in the 60s at night. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.